You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We should do this every week.
Sure. I'm up for it.
I love this. Live music and
coffee.
That's right.
Works for me.
Life, and talking about life issues as well. Our guest today, Dr. Mark Laverty, pianist, church musician, and life advocate, speaking about life-affirming issues. And upcoming concert, October 11th, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. That's at 7 p.m., right?
Yes.
Concert for Life. Tell us a little bit about the title or the theme of the concert.
Well, Sheep May Safely Graze is the theme of the concert, which I kind of conjured up because that is a piece I've played since my bachelor's degree. It was on my first senior recital, and it is just a touching piece that is ubiquitous. A lot of people know that piece. It is not necessarily a religious or sacred piece, but it does have the connotation of Christians being sheep, and in the arms of our Savior, of our Shepherd, we are safe to graze and live our lives, even though we have difficulties and tragedies. So as I relate that to the life issue, that we should make all people safe to graze, including the unborn, including toddlers, including the mothers and the parents and the families that go through this distress of a supposed unwanted child. That's kind of how that came about. And before I forget, I want to thank you both, I don't think I did earlier, for having me on. It's really a blessing and an honor and a privilege.
Our pleasure.
This is fun. So you've been playing a few selections from Bach. The rest of the program is some Rachmaninoff, some Liszt, some Chopin, some hopefully familiar classical composers for a lot of people. What is the significance of these pieces for you and for this recital?
Well, that's a great question. People often ask me, Mark, who is your favorite composer? And for a long time,
that's a dangerous
question.
Is
it like asking what your favorite hymn is?
Yeah. What's your favorite piece of music? For a long time, I wasn't sure, but over the past 10 years or so, as I've become more of a proponent of Bach and a performer of Bach, I have a CD, Music of Bach, and I've done a lot of research on his life. And then knowing that he was a Lutheran like I am, it's like, okay, that's a no-brainer. Bach is the best. And then not only that, but in my research, I came up with all these great musicians like Chopin, like Liszt, like Wagner of all people, Rimsky-Korsakov. They all have had the highest admiration for Bach and his music. Chopin had all his students playing Bach, and Liszt wrote, numerous transcriptions of Bach's works for piano and for organ. It's incalculable the effect that this great Christian man has had on music. And one composer, Rimsky-Korsakov, goes so far as to say, "I had no idea of the historical evolution of the civilized world's music and had not realized that all modern music owes everything to Bach." That's huge. Mm-hmm. All modern music owes something to Bach for his leadership. So
Bach is best. There you have it.
Bach is best.
There's a Dr. hashtag for you.
And Bach is back, like to say.
So how much does Bach influence your music today? I mean, you listed all of these great musicians throughout time that Bach has influenced. Well, I shouldn't say throughout time, throughout parts of history.
Since his life, sure.
Since the beginning of time. No, not that part. How Bach has influenced them. Where do we see that in your music? How has Bach influenced your music? And you can use musical terms, because we have lots of musicians who are listeners.
Sure.
That's true.
Well, obviously, as I said, my Bach CD was my debut CD, and actually my only one right now. But even since then, I have accumulated enough music to create another CD of Bach, and I'm just looking for the opportunity and the funds to be able to do that, because it's pretty expensive to get a producer. And the location and the piano, a lot of things have to come together. It really should be simpler than doing an orchestral or a choral recording, but it does take a lot of effort and money. But I teach my students Bach, and I have at least a half a dozen Lutheran students who I'm really proud of. So Bach is just a big influence.
So coming back to the life issues, the point of this concert, supporting Lutherans for Life, why are you so passionate about life issues now? You know, growing up and maturing, you know, sometimes you learn things as you become an adult. Why is this so important to you now in this time in your life?
You know, I cannot say except that God's Word compels us. And I'm a great fan and a listener of the Law and Gospel program, and that Tom Baker has right after yours. And when you go to church, you hear God's law, you hear the gospel, and as I said before, to have the blessings that we have, and then to know that other people are hurting, in particular in this case, unborn, are being killed, that just, that doesn't, I can't live with that. And how can you? It's almost, people compare it to the Holocaust. You've got to take a stand for them. And I think the older I get, the more I value my life, the more I value life in general, and want everybody to experience God's blessings, to experience this great music. I hope that answers your question.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get in. I think we can fit in two more in the time that we have. Share with us a little bit about the next piece.
Okay, this, again, my program is heavily weighted with Bach because he's my favorite. But on the second half of the program, I will be playing Rachmaninoff, Liszt, and Chopin. But I have to play this one piece, this English Suite by Bach. It's just very invigorating. I'm just going to play a little 30-second clip, and it's going to move pretty quick. So.
Beautiful. Details about the Concert for Life, Sheep May Safely Graze, featuring Dr. Mark Laverty, pianist, October 11th, 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. Free will offering?
Yes, there are no tickets needed. You can just show up. If you can give $1, if you can give $100, whatever amount you can give, there will be an offering plate that you can just, and hopefully I'll play well enough that will inspire you to give, but we've got to reverse this situation of abortion and inform people throughout the church and in our country about this these life issues.
and all taking place in conjunction with the Lutherans for Life Conference at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Olivet as well. And you have some upcoming engagements around the Midwest here, St. Louis and surrounding areas as well in the near future. Is there a place that we can follow you and keep up on where you're going to be?
Of course. Thank you for asking. I have a website, marklaverty.com, and that's L-A-V-E-R-T-Y. M-A-R-K is the first name, marklaverty.com. And of course, I would also encourage people to go to lutheransforlife.org. I think that's their website, to find out more about this concert and then the conference that follows right after it.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, October 11th, 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri. One more piece to wrap up our time here in the coffee hour. It has been so fun. I wish
it
we
is.
Could do live music every week.
You probably could.
Or, I guess it's recorded, but it's kind of like live.
It's live for us.
It is live right now. I'm playing live.
Our last piece today.
I thought I would end with the famous Minute Waltz by Chopin, which actually takes a couple minutes, but I'm just going to play a little clip.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.